here's a question with which I can sympathize. I am struggling with the problem of working regularly and efficiently on my first novel. I would categorize my problem as weariness from years of struggling, not simply laziness. Forcing myself to sit down and work is the answer to breaking the logjam, but isn't that just capitulating to duty? What do you think? Well, I certainly know what it's like given the number of years that I've spent on different books. It's certainly natural to feel weariness, overcome by struggle, laziness, that you're doing it out of duty, etc. That is inherent in creative writing, at least as I understand it, because you are counting on your subconscious over which you have no direct control. Some confusion is stopping you, some vacuum, something unknown is stopping you, but you don't know what it is. There's therefore periods where nothing comes to you. And Ayn Rand herself had these periods, and she called them the squirms. That to her was the worst part of the creative writing. Now, I may say not all creative writers have that. There's a writer, Isaac Asimov, who's dead, who wrote a vast array, mystery, science fiction, history, and of good quality, the ones I read. And he wrote over 400 books, well over 400. So you can't say that, he was paralyzed by the squirm, but certainly I am. Or rather, I was. And one day, somebody gave me the real means out. Maybe that would help you. He said, even if you don't know what to write, you can always write something. You can always keep typing by asking on paper what you don't know. If only I knew this. I don't understand this. I'm confused by that. Fill up pages, just emptying yourself of what's confusing you. And then you will often find that if you do that, and then reread it from a different perspective a day or so later, you suddenly realize, well, I really don't have to know this, and these two are really the same, etc., etc. And at a certain point, you get back on track. Now, you know, there are many, many reasons for paralysis. I can't give all course there. You may be, for instance, trying to sneak into your book all kinds of things that are not relevant to your theme, which you haven't clearly delimited, and the result is your subconscious goes on strike and won't give it to you because it knows this is not relevant. Or you may have made the worst mistake of all, which is you don't really understand your theme, but you're writing it in the hopes that it'll become clear as you write. You've got to separate and do your thinking first. And only when you say, I understand, now I write. Those are two very difficult tasks, but to try to do them together is murder. Now you say, isn't it duty? Well, it is in the sense that on any given day, you have to force yourself to do it. Ayn Rand used to sit at her desk and play solitaire till she could bring herself to start writing. I used to pace back and forth in my office, getting closer and closer to the desk, but with the feeling I don't have to go all the way yet until finally I had. It's just like dropping out of a plane with a parachute in the war. It's not sacrifice, but it feels like it in the moment that you jump. So all I can do is say, good luck. It for me, it's always been an excruciating process. But if it's worth it to you, if that's the thing you really want, persist. But if you can think of anything you want, even equally or a tiny bit more, run like the plague from creative writing.